President Donald Trump's chief press spokesman is making headlines all of his own today. Sean Spicer caused outrage when he claimed that Adolf Hitler, who gassed millions of Jews during the Holocaust, did not use chemical weapons. He made the comments while during a White House briefing when he criticised Russia for supporting the Syrian leader.
We didn't use chemical weapons in World War II. You know, you had a, you know, someone as despicable as Hitler who didn't even sink to using chemical weapons. So you have to, if you're Russia, ask yourself, is this a country that you and a regime that you want to align yourself with?
So when journalists pointed out that Hitler had indeed used poison gas to kill Jews in the Holocaust, this was Sean Spicer's response.
I think when you come to sarin gas, he was not using the gas on his own people the same way that Assad is doing. I mean, there was clearly, I understand your point. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. There was not in the, he brought him into the, to the Holocaust Center. I understand that. But I'm saying in the way that Assad used them, where he went into towns, dropped them down to innocent into the middle of towns, it was brought to it. So the use of it, and I appreciate the clarification there. That was not the intent.
Later, Sean Spicer told CNN he'd made a mistake and apologized to anyone who was offended, including Holocaust survivors.
I mistakenly used an inappropriate and insensitive reference to the Holocaust, for which, frankly, there is no comparison. And for that, I apologize. It was a mistake to do that.
Joining us is the journalist Charlie Wolfe and the commentator Lata Sharma. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
We will take your calls on this as well. 030-30-80-55-55. Lata Sharma, should he not know better?
Oh, God. This is just so depressing. Let's just make this very basic, okay? Jews who lived and were born and raised and lived in Germany were German people, and Hitler chose to gas those people into extinction. Assad chose to annihilate by barrel bombing and chemically attacking Syrian people into extinction who oppose him. Now, are we having a competition as to who can sink lower than who? This is ridiculous that Sean Spicer, who is supposed to be the spokesperson of the President of the United States and his administration, and he comes out and says such unbelievably ignorant things and expects to come out then and say, oh, I'm really sorry about that. I didn't mean to. He called Auschwitz and such like Holocaust centres. What are they, leisure centres? What in God's name does this man think he is talking?
Well,
he doesn't know his history.
Well, let's bring Charlie in at this point. One second, Lada. Charlie, is this something that's ever forgivable?
Well, I would hope to some degree. I definitely agree with her on the statement about not doing his own citizens, because yes, that's one of the distinctive points where the Jews were German citizens and they were
exactly
very loyal German citizens. But I think what happened is, and Stephen, maybe you'll back me up to an extent on this, when you're talking extemporaneously as we do for a living, you know, either as commentators like Lana or myself, or you're doing 4 or 5 hours at a time, sometimes your brain runs ahead and you start making analogies and it gets caught in the path. So I could see where he could make the mistake of, he's thinking of bombs, dropping bombs. And sometimes the brain works
Charlie.
In funny ways. Where he, I think, lost it a bit was once he said that, he got caught in the trap. He should have said, oh, yeah, I realize. What did I just say? That was stupid.
Okay. Charlie,
when he started to try to defend it, then I think is where he ran into some problems. But, I think we've all done it, where your mind's thinking ahead and it gets caught up
True, although, Charlie, I do appreciate you calling me Stephen. It's actually Vinny. But what we have
Vinny,
to say...
Sorry,
no, that's totally fine. I'll take it as a compliment. Some people may not. But whereas we, for your argument's sake, we do this for a living, we are not the representative. We are not speaking on behalf
Precisely.
Of the President of the United States of America. Possibly the most influential and powerful man in the world, Charlie Wolfe.
Yeah. And just to be clear, Charlie, he is the press secretary. He is supposed to know and understand the nuances of what is being discussed behind doors and how he presents it.
And I'm sure he does, but sometimes
I don't think he does.
I think he knows the policies of the president. But again, let me just finish. He is speaking, I would assume, to some extent extemporaneously, and he's trying to come up with a way of explaining, finding a metaphor or an analogy. And like I said, sometimes, you find something and you're thinking on one level and you're in the moment, and you don't you don't catch the other little things. And you know, actually, that's one of the beauties. If I can just very quickly point, make one quick point. One of the beauties of having free speech, as we do, and why that it's a positive for the United States and countries like here, is sometimes it's good to be able to say the things, get them out, and say, "Oh my gosh, that was stupid." You know, and you can't do that in other countries.
Well, Charlie, is it ever a good idea, Charlie, to bring in Hitler and any kind of argument like that, especially when you're maybe the ball with your history?
I agree. It's a rare thing to bring in, Hitler and the Nazis.
Not when you don't understand the subject.
Well, Lada, what about the fact that people do make mistakes sometimes? Nobody is perfect. Even Donald Trump, the actual president, is not perfect.
Oh, he's way off perfect. He's way
exactly.
off
perfect. Exactly. So nobody is perfect. So Sean Spicer, he made a mistake. Is it not something that we should excuse him for and say, right, okay, we'll mark your card. You've apologized.
No.
Let's move on.
No, just as you said, Vinny, we are not there as representatives of the people of America or the people of a democracy. We are there as citizens. We are there to listen, and we need our leaders to be the guiding light and the beacons to follow the right path, to say the right things. Yeah. And if they are not capable of doing that, I mean, let's be clear here.
But you notice.
A press secretary like Sean Spicer is in serious, clear and present danger of losing the little respect he has from the press that he has to come out and speak to every single day. When he makes mistakes of this ignorant magnitude, this is not good enough.
Well, again, it was an extemporaneous. What I would find more egregious, and I'm surprised more people haven't hopped onto it than have, was someone like a Ken Livingston. It would take some sort of a statement about saying that Hitler was suddenly a Zionist when he may have had tidbits of fact that were correct, but wait, hold on. But he is twisting history, and then when he's told, Livingston continues on to battle against it. You know,
well,
that to me is egregious.
Ken Livingston doesn't actually have any power.
He has power in the sense.
One at a time, Charlie.
Mayor.
You go ahead, lad. I'll let you back in. Okay. Charlie, go ahead.
Okay.
He is a former mayor, and he does represent still a lot of people.
Not anymore.
You know. No, but he still has, you know, the power of the pulpit. Continue saying these things when corrected. That to me was more, that was anti-Semitic.
Okay. Well, Lada, go ahead.
Just to be clear, Ken Livingston has no power. He was a mayor, he's a has-been now, and he's not going to get anywhere now. We are talking about the biggest and strongest and most powerful country in the world, your country, Charlie. And people look to that country, and they look to it as a beacon of hope and respect, and they understand democracy and freedom of press and holding people to account and holding people who speak on behalf of the president to account, because that's what good democracies do. And if we as the people are looking to that country and looking to the people who represent the presidency, well, they have a responsibility to understand the horrors of history. They have a responsibility to articulate it in a way that is respectful.
Okay.
And they understand the nuances.
I want to bring in some calls.
Really, really important. You can't keep
considering
forgetting people.
You two are going to give me a headache. I want to bring in some calls. John in West Belfast. John, go ahead.
Hello.
Save me from these two, John.
Hello. Yeah. The point I would probably like to make is more towards Charlie. I would probably find America the most hypocritical country in the world, right? One, would Charlie agree that the American dropped thousands of tons of chemical weapons on top of the Vietnamese people, whom are still suffering to this day with children who are born with serious malfunctions, etc., etc.? Also, Charlie's country is the only country ever to use a nuclear bomb, which started the war. Charlie, let me finish, and then you can come back.
Let me answer your points very quickly.
Let me finish, and then you can come back. There's a couple of our points. America started the nuclear war race by dropping the bombs in Japan.
Okay, well, if you've got a few points, we don't have a list of points, John. Let Charlie come back, and we'll come back to you, John. Charlie, go ahead.
The chemical you speak, of course, was Agent Orange, which was a defoliant. It wasn't used as a chemical weapon against people. Now, the fact that it had effects on people wasn't known at the time, and it probably wouldn't have been used otherwise.
They did, of course, drop napalm, though, so let's not get too far off
napalm,
it, Charlie.
I think had a different... I would not necessarily class that as a chemical weapon. It was more of a burning agent.
It wasn't very nice, though, Charlie, to be fair.
None of it ever is nice. I mean,
Charlie, let me just finish.
Let me answer the point. As far as the atom bomb was concerned, well, first off, there was no, you know, nuclear proliferation treaties at the time. This was something that was brand new, and actually, in that instance, had a very positive effect in that it ended that war a lot quicker than it could have, and actually did save a lot of lives that would have been lost brutally in a land war. And nothing's been used ever since. So it set the tone. And I think it's a little bit different than using chemical weapons. That was in a world war against a very hostile enemy.
Listen, this is ridiculous. We're talking about today.
The other chap brought it up, so I'm answering.
Yes, he did. But this is the problem when you don't stand up and say, you know what, he was absolutely out of order in what he said. If you had said that and you had brought that comment out, this man would not feel the need to phone up and then challenge you for the behavior of the past American mistakes.
Why would he challenge me on today? I mean, we know where America stands on chemical weapons, so, you know, challenge.
Yes, we know, but yes.
I don't see how you can bring up one to relate to the other.
Okay, let's go back to John briefly. John, I hope you don't have a big list of things, but you had another point you wanted to put to Charlie. Go ahead.
Well, the other point that I was going to make to Charlie was, he's saying about going back in history. Let's go back a week before Syria was accused of what they were accused of. America killed 180 men, women, and children in Iraq. But guess what? It was a mistake. They dropped the bombs in the wrong place. What's the difference between an Iraqi child and a Syrian child?
Well, no. The difference is there are, unfortunately, mistakes that are made in battle. You're talking fluid situations. Americans don't go and purposely drop bombs on children, as Mr. Assad was doing, indiscriminately. They take every precaution they can. More often than not, they would pull out of a mission if it was any sort of doubt. And when they do mess up, there are inquiries held and people are held to account.
Okay, Charlie.
And there's a nuance itself. Some people, this was a mistake, whereas Assad and Hitler chose to go and absolutely annihilate the people.
Well, I mean, I'll even give you that
argument, but it still doesn't change the fact that horror is horror. And Sean Spicer, getting back to the guy who made this statement, and supposed to be a respected, I doubt very much he is respected by many of the journalists that sit there every day.
Well, journalists aren't held in the highest of respect right now by the American public.
Well, you know what? They should be, because they have the guts to at least challenge.
Okay, going back to the issue at hand, Sean Spicer, Charlie, as Lada has mentioned earlier, he did mention, he referred to Holocaust centres rather than the gas chambers.
Oh,
surely
God.
even the most basic, almost primary school or early secondary school knows any history will know their terminology.
Yeah.
Again, he was probably looking for neutral words. He was looking for, you know, again.
Oh, my gosh.
Lana, come on. Hold on, Lana.
Let's let Charlie respond, and then let's
save some of the high dudgeon, okay?
We'll come back to Lana.
I mean, the guy obviously made a mistake. His brain is now spinning, trying to come up with, you know, figuring where he is, and you come up with sort of neutral words. So, you know, he came up with the word Holocaust. I don't think he was saying that necessarily trying to deceive people.
But do you need to use neutral words, Charlie, when it comes
to
the Holocaust?
You're trying to describe a situation, and that's, you know, the path that some people go. Now, yeah, I would.
You don't need to look for pleasant words to describe it.
Yeah, there's nothing pleasant about it.
Guys, speaking of someone who's Jewish, I'm not going to get too offended by the guy using the term in the situation he did. It's not quite like when I read on Twitter, you know, some of the things you see from people that would say these sort of things and say, you know, the Zionists are running the world and the Holocaust never happened. Sean Spicer is the least of my worries, to tell you the truth, when you see some of the stuff.
Let's bring in another caller at this point. Liam in Draperstown. Liam, go ahead.
Hello, Vinny. To civilians, does it really matter if it's a democratic country or a dictatorship that's doing the killing? Like, if you drop bombs from the air and out there, it's going to suck the insides of people. It's going to create a vacuum. It's going to suck the air out of them. Hey, what's the difference in that and Assad using chemical weapons? The British used uranium shells. Their own soldiers got infected by them. The Chilcot report, they sent soldiers to war with no armor on the vehicles because it was too expensive. It was cheaper. Life was cheaper than the armor, so where do you start here?
Well, Lada, is this going back to Sean Spicer? Is this a resigning matter? Should he be sacked?
He has really embarrassed himself, and I don't know. I just think the man, when he comes out, he talks like, you know, a washing machine. He keeps going round and round and round, and he dodges and he tries to avoid answering questions. And when he is, you know, when he first came to prominence as the president's spokesperson, press secretary, you know, the first thing he did was he walked on stage and he slagged off the entire media and the press for being so horrible to the new president and Donald Trump and being unfair. And over time, he's just like backed off and got like a wee bit of hee-hee-hee and a ha-ha-ha, trying to get round the guys and the ladies sitting in asking him questions. I just think he needs to just wise up, grow up, and go and read some history books and understand the horrors of history and how to articulate them when he presents himself on behalf of the Trump administration.
He obviously knows the horrors of history.
I don't think he does.
I think he does. He's working for a president whose daughter is Jewish.
There's plenty who...
advisor is her husband.
It's their interpretation.
Okay, Lara, let him talk and then we'll bring you back in.
I think these people know the horrors of the Holocaust and what was involved. Again, people can make mistakes when they're talking extemporaneously. He was trying to come up with an analogy. The analogy didn't work, and he apologized in the end. And that's the important thing. I'd rather someone who makes a mistake and apologizes versus, say, again, the intransigence of someone who's a smart aleck like a Ken Livingston, whether he has much of a base or not, who's spreading these twisted variations of history. That is more dangerous because that, again, is putting things across as fact and continuing, even after being corrected, to push things as fact that really are anti-Semitic.